Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start today after a top night of Europa League and Europa Conference League football. Rangers, Leicester and Celtic were all in action. This is how it sounded across the TalkSport network.
Could be an opportunity here for Barisic. Drills it against the goalkeeper's legs. It's a good save from Coble. But should Borna Barisic have put Rangers in front? No more than 7 yards out.
Well, it is a potential penalty check.
And he's going to the touchline to have a look at the monitor.
Well, this has to be from that Rangers corner. A huge moment for Rangers' hopes of progression to the last 16. Tavernier against Coble. Right-footed into the bottom left-hand corner. Light the blue touch paper. Tavernier with a corner. A rebound across the face of goal. And he's turned in by Morelos. Incredible! Rangers double their lead in Dortmund. Into the penalty area, cuts it back to the edge of the box, and he's guided into the bottom corner. John Lundstrom caps a dream night for Glasgow Rangers.
This is an almost unbelievable scoreline. One that will send shockwaves across Europe.
Jude Bellingham gives Dortmund hope. It's Borussia Dortmund 1, Rangers 3. Goal is given. No offside. And Alfredo Morelos at the double. Dortmund 1, Rangers 4. Feeds the ball into Guerrero, who shoots. Oh, that's a brilliant goal.
They'll lead Rangers by 4-2. And it's been a brilliant night for them. That could turn out to be a really important goal.
The full-time whistle has just gone here. It's finished Leicester 4, Randers 1. It was a dominant display. 22 shots, 14 on target. They'll feel confident going to Denmark for the second leg.
Celtic 1, Bodo Glimt 3. There are absolutely no positives for Celtic tonight against a team that's in the middle of its close season, remember. They were comprehensively beaten.
Now, after Antonio Conte's controversial comments appearing to criticise Spurs, Moni Simon Jordan and Danny Murphy had their say on the matter and whether Conte was in the right or the wrong.
If you were Inter Milan and you were Chelsea, he talked about, these are the two teams that he's managed recently that have won titles, and he talked about, I have a 1% chance, and he must have been referencing those teams that he's managed. Now he's doing the same thing in reality to Tottenham and saying, we have a 1%, it's strange for me, because it's different. The 1% chance he thinks he has normally is to win the league. The 1% chance, or the 1% chance he needs, let's say, is to get into the Champions League, which in real terms is for Spurs winning a form of league, because that's what they're aiming for with him. So I look at it and say, we're taking his words and building a narrative underneath it, which is the underlying narrative, which is Conte is not happy with Tottenham. Conte is going to get turned over by Daniel Levy. He's not going to get what he wants, and it's going to be Conte walking out of the door in the summer. That's the underlying connotations. And then what we do then is we take everything he says, ignore the language barrier that it's not his first language, superimpose our interpretation over it with the underpinning narrative is Conte's going to explode soon. We've got no evidence of that.
He does say as well, which hasn't been highlighted, about we will fight. And he also says to the fans, don't panic, which suggests to me he's there to do what he's saying. If coach players, make them better. The only thing that contradicts all of this is if he knew what he was getting into and it was going to be a philosophy
of...
Why is he signed an 18-month contract if he's in there to build the team, build up the players, coach them, make them better?
Yeah.
For who? I still think Tottenham fans should be positive because he is proven. He's a great manager. He'll get the best out of the lads he's got. It's whether the lads he's got have the quality. And at the moment, they can't compete with the top boys. We know that if you look at the squad. But let's give him the summer, see who he brings in, see what Daniel does. And I think this time next year, we'll have a much better idea of where Tottenham are at and the job he's done.
On my show, on Drive Time, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, to give it its correct name, alongside Darren Bent and Jack Wilshere, we discussed James Milner after he reached the 800 club and whether he really is a legend.
I think he's got to be.
I think he is now. He's won the Champions League. He's won the Premier League. He's a legend.
Okay. Is it? Listen, I think he's a very, very good player, right? But with James Milner, this is not an insult, but will you ever get a 10 out of 10 performance from James? Is he ever... And you could argue maybe that's not his job to be a match winner.
Do you know what he is? He is the best at doing the fundamentals, the basics.
Yeah.
Running the
tackling. Which is what you need.
Running into places where, like, if I'm playing against midfield, he's taking me places that I don't want to go. And he does that consistently. I mean, he's done it for 800 games and he's still going. It's unbelievable.
He's what we call a great servant to any club he plays at, right?
Yeah.
He's
someone who will never, ever let you down. Like, regardless, before his ability, his quality on the ball, it's the work rate that comes. That's the standard with him.
But is he a legend because he's played so many games? Like Gareth Barry, right?
I think he's a legend as well.
Gareth Barry's a legend. Is he, Jack?
He's made more Premier League.
Does that make him a legend because he's played so many times? Is James Milner a legend because...
I wouldn't say you're a legend because you've made so many appearances.
Even if you're the most.
Well, there is an argument for it because you keep getting picked. The manager keeps picking you, so you're doing something right. I think with Milner as well, his role off the pitch in the dressing room. Like, I know Hendo's the captain, but I'd say that he helps him a lot with that role.
Now, ahead of Saturday night's big boxing grudge match between Kell Brook and Amir Khan, live and, of course, exclusive on TalkSport from 7:30, Adam Cattrall caught up with both fighters at the press conference in Manchester.
Young and smashing among the beaty buck.
No, that's not Kell Brook, that's just me. This is them.
I think that, you know, after the Crawford fight, you know, I'm thinking, I've done it all, you know, in my career. Like, won a world title, boxed pound for pound best, you know, moved up to Golovkin to fight Golovkin. I was thinking, you know, what? Where do I go from here? You know, what's gonna really give me that excitement again? You know, and they're only this fight what could do it. So, you know, it brought me out of the dark place where I was, you know, because I didn't really have a focus, you know, because I don't need to wake up in the morning and go to work to pay a mortgage. You know, there ain't no mortgage. So it's just, I would have lost, to be honest with you. And you know, for this, it's focus, man. You know, it's given me something to get up for, to train for, and what a fight is good to train, you know, and just being a routine and be focused. So me sitting here now, I'm just so happy that, you know, I feel great with me, where I am in my life, mental, physically, and I'm so excited to show the fans the fight that they've been wanting to see.
I just feel that, you know, for the British fans, we had to give them this fight, and then obviously it's for me as well to know that, you look, I'm fighting Kell Brook. There's been this talk for a very, very long time. It's time for me to put him in his place and show who the better fighter is as well. You know, all this time, I could not leave the sport, could not leave boxing without having this fight, because everyone would have said, what would have happened if I fought Kell Brook? So that's the reason I had to make it happen. And like I said, you can see the outcome of the fight. The fight was sold out in like 6-7 minutes. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to put my hands on him.
Now, 11 years ago, a 19-year-old Jack Wilshere's incredible performance tore Barcelona apart, and he fondly remembers that day well.
I remember that when the draw was made, and like the lads were like, oh, and they played them the year before and got battered. And then in the game, I remember thinking, oh, okay, this is why they thought we didn't really stand much of a chance. They were just like making small passes between. You remember when they used to do that, like tiki-taka in midfield? Yeah. The midfielders were always close to each other, just playing, like drawing you out and like waiting for you to press in to play around you, and Messi would get it. And I remember thinking, there was one moment in the game where I made a tackle, I slid, I think it was Iniesta, and I won it, and I took it past Busquets, and I just felt the crowd lifted, and I lifted my game from there.
Incredible. Were you nervous beforehand?
Yes, in the tunnel. They were fuming.
Were they?
I had a little bit of beef with Busquets.
Well, why?
Just because I thought, you know what, Busquets was like, great player, one of the best. But if you touched him, he'd go down. And he did it about 5 times to me. And in the end, I just snapped.
And what happened?
Well, I can't repeat what I said on national radio.
And when you said this to him on the pitch, then what happened? What was his reaction?
You know, there's a picture of him like in my face.
Right.
He wasn't happy. He's probably thinking, who is this little kid telling me?
Now, Champions League winner Didier Hamann joined Alan Brazil and Gabby Agbonlahor on The Breakfast Show. He believes Arsenal can finish in the top four this season. Oh, this should be fun.
I think the dangerous ones are probably Arsenal. You know, I think they showed they can go on a run of winning 6-7 games in a row. And I think this is what you have to do, because at the moment, as you say, they all drop points. I can't see United winning 5, 6, 7 games in a row. So I'm swapping from one North London team to the other now. I'm with Arsenal now.
I feel like all of the teams battling for top four, they all keep messing up a little bit. And I think Arsenal could be the sneaky team.
I think United, even though there's all sorts of problems going on behind the scenes there, but United have set themselves up now. Not great football, but just managing. And Ronaldo, again, coming good for them. You know, people slagging them off. Why? Christ.
Yeah, it was a great goal, wasn't it? He scored the other day. But I just feel Spurs, I don't know. He's brought in the two players from Juventus, but they haven't really done much since they've been in. They've not played many minutes. So I think Conte, will he stay there as well, Al, if they don't get Champions League? Yeah. You know, he wants to be a Champions League manager, doesn't he?
Danny Murphy was alongside Wyatt and Jordan, as I've already mentioned in the podcast, and he believes Paul Pogba could head to Newcastle, really, if he leaves Manchester United in the summer.
I could see the reason behind them trying to sign him, and I could certainly see him making a difference, especially if he played in that position. Do I think he'd go there ahead of Madrid or Barca when he's 29? No. Even if they double the money, because if he's earning 250 in Spain and he wants 500 a week for the last few years, I mean, he's probably got enough. I would imagine the footballing challenger going to one of the biggest clubs in Spain would overtake the money, but who knows? Every player, when they come to move, you can only make a choice based on people wanting you. And that changes, obviously, on the calibre of player. But Pogba has got to a point where I think there are a lot of big clubs out there who won't take the risk on him because it's destabilising to the team, maybe. I think if you bring him in, he's better going to a team where he's going to be the big fish and the team's going to be built around him. And Newcastle, I could see that happening. But if Real Madrid say, you know what, you're on a free, we'll take you. Or Barca.
Or Barca.
And they want to rebuild a little bit, and him being, especially in terms of merchandise.
If he goes to Newcastle, and again before Newcastle fans start getting up on their high horses, Newcastle are going to be a powerful club if we are led to believe that the money that's available is going to be spent, right? There's no reason to disbelieve that.
There's no reason to doubt
There's no reason to disbelieve that. But there was going to be a period of time like there was with Manchester City where you're going to, before you get the lights on, you're going to have to build and make some mistakes and change some management criteria and so on and so forth. Now, Pogba's looking at this going, I'm Paul Pogba. Irrespective of what I think of him and other things of him, I've played for Juventus, I've played for France, I'm a World Cup winner. I'm still at 29 years of age. I've got another big move in me. Is Newcastle that big move that's going to win me something in the next 3 years? And there's a distinct argument that suggests that maybe it isn't.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And finally on The Breakfast Show with Alan Brazil, Gabby Agbonlahor says football should have its very own all-star game.
Would you never like to see an all-star weekend of football? all the best players from the Premier League playing in a match together?
No.
You wouldn't want to see that?
No. I think it'd be a good idea.
Well, against who? What, you're the best players in Europe?
Yeah, like, you know, yeah. Like an all-star team, like world all-stars, maybe against European all-stars.
Like FIFA.
Yeah, like back in the day. I think it'd be good, mate.
Yeah,
entertainment on, you could get...
It's a friendly.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe a one-off to raise money for charity, yeah, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, I think it would grow English.
So you were lying in your sunbed in Montego Bay. Think about this guy, right?
All right, so what I was saying is, what about the best 25 players from the Premier League play against the best 25 players from another league?
You need a big pitch.
Like the Bundesliga. Like the Bundesliga or, you know, Serie A. Money goes to charities generated. I think it'd be a good idea.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. Don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today on another Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show alongside the wonderful Darren Bent. That's from 4 p.m. Remember, the TalkSport Network has live and exclusive EFL commentary tonight at 7:45 on TalkSport 2. Exclusive, you can hear Bournemouth against Nottingham Forest. And tomorrow night, TalkSport brings you live and exclusive radio commentary of the long-awaited grudge match fight between Amir Khan and Kell Brook from the Manchester Arena. Coverage on that one starts at 7:30 with the main event, Carnby Brook, set to get underway around about 10:30. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcast out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.